Well, we had a segment called Telling Their Story, and you explained why it's important in grief to talk about your lost loved one and what they meant to you. And the more you can talk about them, the better you can get through your grief process. I also realized that what helped me was talking about me, to find the words to express to you what I was feeling. And at first, I had a very difficult time doing that because the words like devastating and heartbroken weren't enough. They didn't really describe the depth of my feeling. Is it important when you meet with people that they not just talk about their loved one, but talk about what they're feeling so you can help them that way?
It is, and it's very interesting in that when you talk about someone that you love who has died, you kind of conclude that story with their death. Your story as a griever is ongoing. You will continue to use words that, in essence, write your story. When we lose somebody we love, it's a defining moment in our life. And we spend the rest of our lives defining that moment. And things like their life, now you put it in the context of how you're feeling. You're in touch with your feelings. You promote your feelings. In healthy grief, you will promote certain feelings. And so when a person dies, there is a conclusion. When you are talking about your life, there really isn't a conclusion. You're going to continue to write that story. You've said to me many times, I don't know that this will ever end. You're right. It's not going to end. And you will continue to tell your story until you die.
Right. As time goes on, I can now look back at the timeline. I can explain how I'm feeling now, different than I felt then, but I still have to find the right words to express it. And the more I express it, the better I feel about it.
Absolutely. And don't you think, and this is kind of a question for you, don't you think that the words change over time? As you're telling your story, the story of your life post Allison and her death, don't you find that the words change? Because maybe the word devastation would not be an appropriate word. Teresa Rando says when people first feel and sense their grief, there's a bitter sadness. But she says as time goes on, it changes to a sweet sadness. And so you change the word from bitterness to sweetness. And I think that's very appropriate. You're still grieving. You're still thinking about the person. And, you know, we've talked about this many times. The moments of grief also change. They're less frequent. You really start living your life again post the death of the loved one.